الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. An Arab brother, Muslim of course, he visited one of the countries of Eastern Europe. For those who know, before 1989, if I'm not mistaken, you know, we used to have East Europe, Western Europe. Before the collapse of the wall of Berlin, we have the communist Europe and the whatever, Western Europe. So one of the Arabs, he visited one of the countries from Eastern Europe. I forgot the problem because I heard the story about maybe more than 15 years ago about this guy, so I forget which name of this Eastern Europe countries. Anyway, so he was at that country having a taxi. Out of a sudden, he saw a very old car, very old man driving this old car. On the back of the, the glass of the car, he wrote the following statement: "If you want to know something about Islam, please stop me." So it was, something very interesting. He asked the taxi driver to stop him. So look what happened. Very old car, very old man. It seems he's very humble and very poor. And he speaks just the language of that country. So the taxi driver stopped him. Okay, what's this? We need to know something. For very amazing, he went to the trunk of the car, صندوق الخلفي, the trunk of the car. He opened it. Then he asked, okay, which language you speak? They discovered that he brought like pieces of wood, and he made like cross lines. He made like boxes. Each box is full of small brochures in different languages, for about maybe 20-25 different languages, ta'rif bil Islam, introduction to Islam. What's the point? This is a retirement man, okay? He retired from his job. He's a very simple, humble, poor person. He wanted to serve Islam. The idea came to his mind. He went to all of the embassies of Islamic countries in his country. Knocked the door, hi. Do you have anything as an embassy in your language talks about Islam? Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Pakistan, Malaysia, anything. So he brought from Malayo, Russian, Spanish, Italian, whatever, anything he was able, he put it there. So when someone stops him, he just, sometimes, even if you don't know the language, sometimes one, two words can tell you what is the language. Like, for example, mi italiano, no need to know, Italian language, just you hear the italiano. Or okay, baruski, ruski, okay, it's Russian, halas, no problem. So he can pick it, just give him, introduction to Islam. Now my point, the story is finished. I was trying to reflect upon this story to send the following two messages. The first message: don't wait any big things to serve Islam. In what Allah has given you, please have the concern, ask Allah to help you, what can I do with what I have? Because none of us, but is gifted. I repeat, none of us, but what is gifted. You have something, I don't know what is it, you know it. Okay, your personality, your time, network connections, your skills, I don't know. Allah has given you a lot of things. Every one of you is gifted with something. Okay? So it's not just the money. Don't wait to be expert in Islamic studies to serve Islam. Don't wait to be a multimillionaire to serve Islam. Don't wait to, no. In what you have, what can I do? Ask Allah, ask the people around you. I connect this with the following simple information that I have repeated I myself maybe 10 times since I came, which is one of the beautiful things of Islam. In addition, or I personally say it, that one of the most beautiful things in Islam for me after believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the accountability in Islam is dependable just on two things: intention, niyyah, and effort, regardless of the results. Allah is not asking you about the result. You will not be held accountable for results. You will be held accountable for your intention and your efforts. Was the intention for Allah, or there was a shirk, association, something? Am I was showing off for Riya or for Allah? This is, we will be held accountable. Second point, have I done my best in what I can, which means effort. But the result, no problem, don't worry about that. If we combine this with such a beautiful story, with what Allah has gifted you, I think none of us but can do something for the sake of this great religion. Alhamdulillah, ala ni'mat al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, ala ni'mat al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, ala ni'mat al-Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to be excellent, bi'idhnillah, genuine servants for Islam. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.